Begin the current Daf sets about becoming the Chof Beis. Begin the Tez Master. Begin the Gemara. But Tanya Hakelim. When the Brisa that there seems to be a different halacha regarding the dog jumping, which Tez points out, Masnid not Muslim mythic. Really, Gemara can ask from our Mishnah. Mishnah already spoke about the Kelev and the Gedid that's Kav Tamerish Agag, which we say that they are considered Mu'adin. But Elanota the Maisi Brisa Parcha Devei. We wait till they bring a Brisa, and then we ask on both the Mishnah and the Brisa from this Brisa. Well, it's the opposite, which Timothy says, if you're going to say, wait a second. According to one that holds that as long as the beginner is negligent, even though at the end was the Einus, you're going to be Chayiv. So actually, in this case, L'chayiv Nezik Shalom. Why should we Chayiv Nezik Shalom? Because the Tchilasav Shia, the Orche, in the beginning, was negligent, therefore do it in the normal way. Now, you're right, B'seif Ba'inis, at the end it was Ba'inis de la Borche, that it was not in the normal way. So you want to say it's going to be Chayiv Chatzin Ezek because it's Mashuna, but at least it's Chiliz B'Pshia, because it could have done in the normal way. Hashem says, no, the Layam and Mashuna, the Chiliz B'Pshia, like Gabi Regel, we don't say that its beginning was negligence regarding that it could have done the normal way to be regular Chayiv Nezek Shalom, like Gabi Ken, so that even when it ends up doing it in an abnormal way, as our Gemara concludes, you should be Chayiv Nezek Shalom, because the Philip Shea Gummer. Because the truth is, even if you are totally negligent, in the Karen, when it comes to Karen, the only makes you liable, only half the damages. So definitely, when you don't end up being Peshea, it's Einus in Karen, for sure it can be more than that. Tila Vachik, if you don't say this, then Arisha Nechnas Lechatzan Nizig. If you have a line that goes into the victim's courtyard, and then he does Tarif, which we said is abnormal, because it usually eats it live. It kills it first, then it eats it. Chayim Nezik Shalom. You should say it's Chayim Nezik Shalom. Why did the Chalas Rav Shia? Because in the beginning, it's negligent of the owner, because Lindrisa could have killed it when it was alive. Every time you have Karen in the victim's courtyard, the Chalas Rav Shia, Lindrisa, regular, could have been Chen regular, instead it did it with his horns. Obviously, you don't sit there just around, therefore it's going to be Chatzin Nezik. The next test with Maschel Tev begins the Gemara, Gad Yibesricha. For the goat, what's abnormal for it to claw its way up, which nice, but so far in the parts of a kaif, it claws its fingernails into the earth and it jumps. Come out like a dog. Which Taisis answers the question. He says, and belay dumb, you can't compare it to Lestruch and Basalik, which you might have previously said on the Chafim and Aleph, that we said that that is considered normal because Shanisuch B'chav is that's where it climbs on the barrel, which means it levels it against the turnip. That's normal, but this is not to normally jump upwards like that. Next says, Master, to begin with the Gemara, really this belongs by the Mishnah. Now, God is chatzin ezek, and on the pile of grain is chayv chatzin ezek. Now, I've got the legabish shalech beira, even though regarding the halacha, when someone sends his flame, loy mechayev is not liable at the muscle shall have his lish lakish, that according to his lakish, until you actually send the flame. Loy beirna could be on the muscle gabza until you send actual, like these flammable things. And so the question then becomes, so hayi chayev over here for the hot biscuit. So because at times it could be many coals in the hot biscuit that it's literally like a fire, and that's why you could be liable for sending it through some other medium, like by the halacha of cherishat b'katan, that when for the age that your negligence, that you'll have the same thing over here regarding the animal taking the hot coal, the hot biscuit. Your fire, you're liable because of your arrows, which basically qualifies leishi avibas my ish, doesn't mean like literally your arrows and like you have to go ahead and actually light the fire yourself. Anywhere that the person was negligent, didn't watch his coal, that's already considered as his arrows. Next is matter begins gemara ishay mishem emayna. His fire is because of his money. Claim, in other words, what does that mean to say? So Taisa explains, meaning a liability of his money there is by it. But doesn't mean that the fire has to be his. Even if he lights it with someone else's fire, he's liable. If someone goes and bends his friend's standing grain in front of a fire, which is not his fire, and gets there with a common wind, that he's liable. And the guy begets, it's stood to a spark, that comes out from the anvil, the hammer we're in by the blacksmith. Although he generally, we could presume that he's mafkrit, obviously it doesn't have to be his. And still he's liable. Wait more, but then you'll never have any person that would be liable for his fire. Because he'll just declare his coals ownerless. And they'll light up his friend's grain on fire. So therefore, so it's like a pirsha contrast. So therefore, there's not like the way Rashi says the pirsha to explain the difference between them is the ablik begechal shein shloi, that if you let with a call that's not his, which he wants to learn that ishim ishim imoni would not be chayiv because it's not his mamon. Taisa disagrees with that. Taisa says the chiv mamon, not the actual to be his. Why does Rabbi Yechonah not say like Rish Lakish? Rish Lakish says, the reason is that Rabbi Yechonah from a pasuk. But, says Taisis, yes, but how about they look Makrola, Drasha Chriti? What the Gemara means to say is he should have used a pasuk for another Drasha, because the Svar Rish Lakish, because logic tells us actually more like Rish Lakish's opinion and not like Rabbi Yechonah's opinion. Or you know, another part you could say is Kesakita the Chash, the Gemara assumes right now, the man the Islam Shem Chitzab, that the one who holds that the liability is because of his error is less Lim Shem Mamun, doesn't hold of this Chiv Av Mamun. And Makabayim, that's the Gemara's asking Rabbi Yechonan, Hecha, they call it Chitzab, where the arrows cease to be anymore than Amayla Mechaim, Shem Mamun. So that's why doesn't hold the Gemara's Lakish? Why is there, yeah, he has a source for Chitzab, but then but why would there not be any liability for Mamun? No, because to be liable for your money, it has to have substance. And Eish doesn't say that it cannot be as Mamayna, it can be Chitza. Which Chayes Bavar says, Avgav the bar less of a Mamash, but even though the Mazik bar does not have any substance, that the Gemara says that there's an opinion that says that it's because of the ear space, and not because of the bang, which there's no substance there either. But what the government to say over here is that a person's money that's like his arrows, meaning that goes and damages, it's be mamashes. All of those have mamashes, all of those have a substance, and which would not be the case by Eish. Or you know, another person could say, it's not true, the pit also has substance. Because by digging the pit, the body of the ground changes, and nasachal becomes an empty space. And you're doing something in the ground, which has mamoshas. But the place of the going of the flame, in mishtana mamoshas, mamoshus. So that area doesn't change that substance either. It just lights up and becomes engulfed in flames, and therefore that's not going to qualify for davar sheyesh b'mamoshas. But you do have mamon that does not have a substance. Where do you have that? Kain. For example, let's say the halacha of tzrayus, of pebbles, beruch should become vehem, when it's with the chicken, let's say, with the wind of its wings. British pirkin that we brought in the beginning of the parak on the vizayin mabez. The ikal sumchas nazik shalom, the sumchas of there is nazik shalom over there. Bisham says, what you can say is the mekamokam, I will have a gufa moment, shaposha bai. Yeah, but the actual money that's his, that there was a negligence with what he did. Let's say the chicken is memamasha. The chicken is substance. That he should have protected his money. Yazik, that it shouldn't damage. Liberuch, 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 not with the wind, not with anything. The ancient moment, but and therefore there's no monetary item. Shlei by memamasha, but masha pasha, that there shouldn't have any substance that there's negligence in. Avol yes, chetz she memamashas. That's the saying. So to be chayv alts moment. That's a big mas thing you can't say. But avol yes, chetz. But there's an arrow she memamashas that does not have substance, at which we're saying ishem ishem chitzav. For example, let's say, because it says about what I mean, Adam Hamazik also he has substance. No, for example, let's say he breaks a vessel with the ear of his mouth, the wind of his mouth, and so to be yesh eish, there's a fire she'im b'mamash that does not have a substance. Where even what the source of it is, it's just a flame without any coal, because the Rambam says pale, like the Gemara says, and the Rambam says be daflam tesamaral. They're comparable chitzav and Ishai, Shem Mishneh Mamashas, both of them don't have substance. Ba Mazik Shapashabai, with the Mazik that he is negligent in. Rak Bagufa Adam, only in the body of the person who's the owner that's responsible for this, and therefore that's just Ishem Mishneh Chitzim, not Ishem Mishneh Mamayne. Next is Matam Gin Zimora, the Adya Duye, where he threw it, and therefore that's going to be Chatzinezik. Sorry. Truth is, Habu Matzah Lokmei, really, the Gemara could have said also, Ba'an Chanuchi Al Deshinoi. Another way to get Chatzin Nazik is even if you place it down, but without throwing it, but in an abnormal way. Because I remember speaking, like we said in the beginning of the parak, and David Chesem and Aleph, and it's discussed over there on Amad Beis and Maschal Bain. But yeah, so that's, the Gemara could have also used that as an option. Can like this Matzah begin the Gemara, Ba'an Chanuchi. Bichon holds, no, didn't throw it, they just place it down. Now, Lay Matzah Lokmei cannot say, Ba'ad Yaduye, that it did throw it down, and by kolak gadish chatzinazik, and then so then, and it's the rest of the pile that's chatzinazik, because it says the ikay chalav kachadami, Because if Koichech is not like Koichech, which is a question the Gemara asks, how about Kol Shara Kodesh Patur, and the rest of the pile would be Patur. So how are you going to get Chatzi Nezek? So it must be on the place where it put it down, and not that it threw it. Next, this must begin with the words Digmaram, which this Digmaraskal really belongs before Digmaraskal da Adye. Lava mind about Kelefu. That isn't it the money of the owner of the dog? I mean, it's not the money of the owner of the dog. It's rather that from the one of the coal, which places says why, because the owner of the dog he didn't light it, and the alishal cowboy and it's the his dog having made this mazik of ash. A fire, like Chavasa Turd, the Turd does not hold them liable, which Tosis actually addresses now a question. He says, wait a second, how do you know that you're not chayiv for your dog's age? Although, regarding a pit, if your animal makes a pit, the Turd needs explicit exclusion to tell you, it says, Ishbar. If a man digs a pit, and not if the axe makes a pit, like the Mazalir, Mechazman Aleph, today Ish Ksiv, that it says two times Ish. So, how do you know that you're not chayiv for Ish? There's no meat. So Tyson, become a compulsion of the Gemara, was obviously the Gemara, which means the drasha, whatever drasha it would possibly be, the potal ish behemte, that you're exempt for the ish of your animal. So although they don't know the drasha, it must be a drasha. Why? Because the Gemara is number shabbat. Yes, we know there was only three primary categories said by Shar, as the Gemara said in the beginning of Masechta Beis and Beis, and not more. So therefore, we know that your Shar is only going to chayav for shame, regal, and karen, and not for its ish, just like it's not chayav for its bar. Next, just master begin the Gemara. So therefore what? So Tais explained that Bakula Makum Gechel, so therefore the yes, you can be liable because it's like all it's not like what goes on further than that, which that it wouldn't be liable for. It's all like the place of the coal itself. The words of the Gemara, what's the question? Then why is Chayiv Chen V'ni HaKol? Why is the storekeeper liable for everything, even when he has his nair on the outside? The Gemara means to say, "Gambala Gamal is chayiv imo." The owner of the camel should also be liable with him. Because he was also negligent with this sichsuch of lighting it on fire. Now, Tosfos is addressing why is the Gemara asking it over here only, like based on what we just said? Because it would make sense that the chemen is liable for everything. The owner of the camel doesn't have to entertain the thing when he's loading up the camel with straw that there's going to be the candle on the outside. It's not possible he's not seeing the fire. Since lighting so much, that it's lighting up the whole building as the animal's walking. And therefore he should have distanced and held back his animal from going and lighting up the whole building. That's the Gemara's question. Don't explain why is the storekeeper liable at all? That on the camel should be liable for everything. That you can't say because the Lakaman, the Gemara later on the Gimel Melach Parch asks for the Chayv Bal Gecheles that the owner of the coal should be liable. Bapish Bala Kelav Pasha, and even though the owner of the dog is negligent, we find Gam Bala Gecheles Yeshus Chayv. Still, the owner of the coal should be liable. Why Shleshem Gechalte? Because he didn't protect his coal. And that's the same thing over here, that the owner of the store for sure should be liable because he wasn't careful with his name. Shan Digma answers, Kisha Amda, we're talking about we were standing, Kalimana, there's love, Mesach, it's not that it lit up as it's walking. El Bamda Makam Echad, rather it stood in one place. The Hebrew Kach B'masa, and that he had loaded up so much on the load, from Mesach, it's called Bir Bamida, that it was able to light up the whole building, even though it was just standing in one place. Apart from the okay, because you can have any part, for sure the stroke of should be examined. Which says, "Lav pat legamri." The Gemara doesn't mean to say it'd be totally exempt. A clever element, what it means to say is, "Pat mechelke shabala gamal," should be exempt from the portion of the liability of the owner of the camel, because the yesim tzachsechas b'amid mishi'il hoisa lechas are visibly hikum. But if anything, it lights up more when it's just standing in one place, more than it would go without anything getting in the way, where it doesn't catch on fire so much when it's walking. Shan the Gemara answers, "Kish amdul hatal mimero." It's standing in one place because it has to urinate. The owner of the camel, is beyond his control because it's standing. The animal has to do what it needs to do, and therefore that's why it's going to be the liability of the chembani and not of the owner of the balagamal.